Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Scott. How may I assist you?
Hey Scott, my name is Jack Wheeler. How can you look up my question here? Because I see a lot of charges that I'm not familiar with, and even one today for $49 that I don't recall making.
Okay, so we're a third-party call center. We service hundreds of merchants and thousands of products. I located your account using the phone number in which you contacted me out. Matches the phone number and name. Can I get you to verify your address for security purposes, please?
Yeah, it's 1 North Parsdown Way. I'm in apartment 383. It's in Chandler, Arizona, 85226, I think, is the zip.
Yep, and I would just like to verify the email. The email that we have on file is jacks with a ZW285@gmail.com.
Correct.
Wonderful. Let's see here.
So we'll go over these charges. One today for a best health success trend for $49.47. And it was one on the 21st, same company, $59.92, and then three other charges on July 17th. They
yes,
varied
sir.
$19.96, $7.99, and $9.98. So what I'm trying to do is verify what these are for, because I don't recognize them, especially the one today. I don't recall making that one. Is this a subscription of some kind?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to get this information for you. Let's see here. So what this is, all right, this is, so it's a mystery box. It's a 7-day trial, and upon the completion of the trial, you're billed $49.97 on the 7th day for the first box and shipped out another mystery box each month until you cancel. So what this is an air conditioner as a welcoming gift to join the factory direct store. You pay shipping and handling for that. And upon the completion of the trial, you're given a $100 voucher to use. And, yeah, so that's what I'm seeing here. I'm seeing that you signed up for that AC,
so
that enrolled you
I
into the mystery box. I can definitely help you with canceling.
How do I cancel all this? Because I don't want this stuff. How do I cancel this stuff?
Right, yeah, I'm gonna help you out with that. So I'm going to work on getting you canceled now. Please just stay on the line while I work on that.
Okay.
I appreciate your patience and understanding.
I mean, you know, there's 120, so there's like $135 here in total.
All right, can I please place you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Thank you. Please hold.
Oh.
Okay, yes, sir. So you are canceled. You're no longer going to be receiving any further billings from us.
So what are you canceling? I mean, how much, you know, of these charges that I have on my credit card, which one of these are, you know, what are you canceling? What am I getting credit for?
So you're not getting credit, which you're getting a voucher sent to your email, as well as you're canceled. You're no longer enrolled into the monthly billings.
There's no monthly billings, but okay. So there was a charge today for $49.47. Am I getting a credit for that?
No, sir.
Because that's a pending charge. I mean, it hasn't officially posted. So how do? But I'm not going to be billed anymore from you people, right?
That is correct.
But all the charges that are on here, you say I'm getting a voucher for?
No, you just got one voucher, a $100 voucher sent to your email for their online shopping store with more items on it.
So with that $100 voucher, that can only be used, how do I use that?
You go into the email, there's going to be a link and a code. You click the link, you input the code onto that website, and then you shop freely from there. They won't need anything. They'll use the vouchers as the payment.
But can I use that voucher to make payment for anything that's already charged?
I don't believe so, no, sir.
So then you're telling me the $49.47, the $59.92, the $19.96, the $7.99, and the $9.98 are all going to be, I'm responsible to pay all those to my credit card.
Yes, sir.
And the voucher can't be used to pay for any of those.
Correct.
But I'll never be billed again from you people.
Correct.
And $100 can't be used for anything but new items if I choose to purchase them.
Well, you're not purchasing them. Those vouchers are going to cover the price of those.
The new voucher is going to cover the price of what?
Of those products. So you're not purchasing them. They're gifts.
It's going to cover the price of products, but I'm trying to understand what that's going to do here. So I have over $100 that's charged now. So you're sending a $100 voucher, but it's not going to pay for anything that I've already been charged for, correct?
Correct.
But it's going to be utilized to pay for whatever it is that I might order in the future. If I don't order anything, then the $100 just goes away, right?
Correct.
So no matter how I look at this, I'm still liable to you for all those charges that I read off to you.
Correct.
Well, I don't like that, but I'm not going to be billed anymore, correct?
Correct.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day.
Right.